Well, hello, it's Abby.
And Abby, we're back.
We're excited to be continuing to dive into the Bible reading as we've been in this mini course on spiritual disciplines. So we're going to start here with a couple of verses, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success.
Mm. And then also Psalm 119 verse 11 says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Both powerful verses on what an impact that it has on our life when we do put the word of God into our hearts, into our mind, when we meditate on it, when we keep it in our focus. And so again, love both of those verses as we kind of now dive forward in what that can kind of look like.
Yeah.
And kind of recapping to what we've said, you know, if you want a deep relationship with God, it needs to be daily communication. And again, that's one of our huge principles, is that seven connections, and it has to be talking, listening, repeatedly. And so for a blossoming connection with God, there needs to be, outside of just, you know, Sunday or maybe even once or twice a week, there needs to be that continuing conversation in both prayer and Bible reading.
That's right. And I love how those verses, you know, they don't just talk about the habit, they talk about how it will truly transform your life.
Yes.
Like what that looks like when
if you want to prosper, if you want
to
have good success,
that's pretty motivating. So it kind of goes that next step.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, then on the slides here, we kind of have some types of Bible reading, right? How this could look like in a habit. So the first is just the general Bible reading, which consists of reading the Bible either alone or aloud with others. In fact, reading scripture aloud can be beneficial because they were written to be read out loud. So that's kind of cool to think about, that it really was kind of an oral tradition. And
absolutely.
So inviting that into your life can kind of add another aspect, another way to speak
into your heart. Again, especially if you have your, you know, maybe your spouse or your kids or even a good friend that, you know, it's like you're together and sharing a meal. It's like, take that time to then read the scripture out loud. And you know, again, when we read something, we can remember it a lot better sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really good to have those quiet times of devotion where you sit quietly and maybe, you know, read it not out loud. But it is also something good to do when you're Bible reading to, read that out loud, even if you're by yourself.
For sure. And I know when you're listening to someone read it, often I gather things that I didn't gather before.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when I'm reading it myself out loud, you kind of hear
true.
It in a different way. So it can bring another dimension there.
Mm-hmm.
And then another piece is Bible study. So this is looking into the history of Bible verses, exploring the various meanings of words, and trying to learn as much as we can about a various passage. Exegetical study can go hand in hand with this.
So some of you have taken a preaching class or our hermeneutics and exegesis class, and you know, that's another way to really dig into the Word of God, is to, you know, kind of put on the lens of what is the historical truth, what are the timeless truths in a passage.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of helps you not just only read it one-noted. You know, you start to explore a little bit more about what did the author in that particular time intend for the meaning of this text? You know, what is the main thing that I should be, deriving from what I learn? And so I think there's so much benefit in that, you know, for those of you that do prepare sermons, that's huge, that exegetical study and then the expository preaching that comes from doing that. And so, even if we aren't preaching sermons, I still think there is so much benefit and reward in taking that time to Bible study. And many of us also Bible study in getting in groups in our church.
Right.
And, you know, maybe not digging as much into the historical or the Greek word for this or things like that, but still, you're really trying to dig into a passage and explore it beyond the just, we're going to read this tonight before bed and maybe share a couple of highlights or insights we had. Now it's kind of this opportunity for a lot of people to come together and really look into a passage and the impact it has.
For sure. And your dad is someone who's really good at that. We,
mm-hmm.
you know, he often brings verses to us that kind of inspire the way we work, but he always has, this is the genealogy of the person and
right.
all the background information.
Great,
and sometimes it's like, whatever. But a lot of times it brings so much helpful
context.
Brings
a new dimension to a passage, for sure. So, highly encourage you guys as your Bible reading too. And there's great free tools online where you can be able to do that. And also, if you're at Christian Leaders, you can look at our courses on doing exegetical study and things like that.
Absolutely. So the next one we have here is Bible meditation, and that is when you read a passage and spend time rereading along with contemplating what you read and also praying about what you read. So again, that's kind of a turning inwardly, really reflecting on a Bible verse deeply.
And I see Bible meditation going really hand in hand with the prayer piece, where it's like, I'm going to really think about this and even try to apply it to my life. You know, Lord, you know, for example, we just read, store your word in our hearts so we don't sin against God. So, you know, if you're in a time of prayer saying, you know, Lord, how can I better store your word? Can you give me the strength to stick with memorization and do those things? So, yeah, meditating can be a lot of just, really rethinking about something and kind of keeping it in your forefront for longer than, maybe just reading it once and, you know, talking about it a little bit.
Right. And then you just mentioned Bible memorization, which is the next one. That's one way to be committing what God tells us in the Bible to memory. And I know this one can be tricky for me. It almost brings me back to like Bible school or middle school when we had to memorize those weekly verses. But it's amazing how long that truly can stick with you. I mean, our brains are powerful tools, and what a way to, you know, when we have that close to our hearts, that can really change the way we're living. And, you know, it also brings the discipline that's really invited into this approach, spiritual discipline. So.
Well, and, you know, I always think about how grateful I am that, when I was a kid, one of the things we did a lot was the memorization. Mm-hmm. And we would memorize a whole chapter together as a family and all, you know, kind of recite together. And, it's crazy that so many of those verses that and chapters that we did, they're still with me today. And so, again, I encourage you, if you have a family, to instill that, or if you don't, to just instill some sort of habit in your own life to just memorize, because what really happens is it does create, we constantly have those tools in our mind to combat the schemes of the devil, to confront the sort of things that come at us in the world all the time. And so there is so much merit in doing the memorization, because it really just kind of ingrains something in your mind and heart.
Right, and when you're challenged and in those heated moments, to have that, like you said, as a tool at our disposal is so powerful. So getting into Bible reading applications, this verse here for starters, pray Psalm 119 verse 18, open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. So praying Psalm 119 verse 18 every time that you read the Word of God.
So memorize that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This verse, and just go, look, it's a new day and I'm going to go into your word and just, help me to just see what you want me to see in this passage and the impact that it can have on my life.
Yeah, so then a kind of challenge there. We challenge you today to pick up the Sword of God each morning and do not put it down. Give yourself time to meditate on what you read.
To memorize, to pray with it. You know, there's so many ways that we can, in a sense, you know, not put down the Word of God. And that is when we stay in that place of being in prayer and being in meditation and, you know, just trying to, again, really keep ourselves grounded in the Word that we start our day with or, you know, before we go to bed, all those kind of times where we can ground ourselves.
Absolutely.
We also challenge you to try to memorize just one verse a week, you know, again, and it's important that as you start this, you know, start with something that does seem realistic. So one verse for the whole week, you know, and each, it could be a great way to even start your morning. You know, I'm starting my morning with this verse that I've been memorizing, or I'm memorizing it right before bed, or I'm memorizing with my kids at dinner, which again kind of goes into that too, where it's like, as you do the memorization, if you have a family, you know, read a chapter of the Bible either before they go to bed or before you eat your meal, if you eat all together, and memorize something. So, you know, again, just really encourage you guys that you can start in a really bite-sized way. And I know many of you students, you are doing these things. So we commend you that you're doing that in your families. And we know that it makes a huge impact. So keep doing that.
Absolutely. And I'd love in the comments also to see like the creative ways that you guys do this, because I know I've seen people who kind of take this maybe into their art or into their journaling of drawing verses.
Keeping a journal, if that's something that blesses you, it could be, keeping a journal of what you've read each week or what you're memorizing or what your goal is. So if that's helpful for you, keeping a journal or combining it in some other part of your life, like you mentioned, people connect it with their art or other things.
Or exercise, there's a vast way to apply those. So finally, we come to some discussion questions. So is memorization something you do right now as a part of your scripture engagement? Have you been using scripture to instruct and bless others? How can you best do this? And finally, how do you participate with others, especially your family, in devotions and in these applications?
Yeah, so just kind of reflect on these. And again, many of you I know are doing all kinds of Bible connection and engaging communication. And again, we commend you for doing that, because it does make an influence on your life, on your family's life, on your relationships with everybody. Mm-hmm. When that core relationship of God, when you're actually spending that time listening to Him, it will influence all areas of your life. And so, again, keep pushing forward and challenge yourself this week to do some further areas of engaging with the Word of God.